Alright, Shabbos, we'll say good morning and good night. Hoping everyone is well. We continue in our journey in Maseches Haris. I have to apologize. I recorded the rest of the daf yesterday to the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, because as you can see, these dafim are a bit longer than what we are used to in previous Maseches. So I think I'm gonna have to figure out the rhythm for this, but I forgot to upload it. So I'll upload it in Miratz Hashem after this Shiva. We're gonna pick up today on daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're picking up with Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top. So, Miras Hashem, you'll have the rest of Beis Amud Beis a little bit later this morning, as soon as I upload it. But we'll begin again. Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, 7 lines down from the top. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So we continue in our incredible journey in Maseches Haris, specifically focusing on the circumstances in which Beis Din goes ahead and delivers an erroneous ruling. Then what is the liability or lack thereof for the general populace who follows that ruling? So first of all, the shir this morning is dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack in memory of Sol and Floret Pollack, Sarabas, Avram Shul ben Zachariah. May their neshamas have an aliyah and their families a nechama. Alright, so let's begin. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So up until now, what we've been assuming is that everyone agrees that when Beis Din delivers a mistaken ruling, and someone follows that ruling, that halacha lemaisa, the individual is exempt from liability. In the part that Emirat Hashem, you're gonna learn a little bit lemafreya later on, you'll see that there's a machlokis about this. Not everybody agrees, and there are opinions which hold that even if an individual acts upon the ruling of Beis Din, but it's a mistake, it's a wrong ruling, that there is still individual liability. Well, so you see, let me read the Gemara. Then I'll tell you, there's an amazing Musar in this as well. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Avacham the Chachamim say, Yochid Sha'asa Bahoraz Bezin Chayif, that even if an individual goes ahead and acts based on the mistaken psak of Beis Din, the individual is still chayv. Which also, I tell you something amazing if you think about it. It's such an incredible, like, you sow the stick machlokas about the nature of personal liability. How far does personal liability extend? So that's the machlokas of here, right? Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling. I follow the ruling of Beis Din. We're conditioned to go ahead and follow the words of Chazal, follow the words of the Beis Din. I do that. Is there personal liability for that action as well? So, you know, on one hand, you have the concept that whatever Chazal tell me to do is what I should do. On the flip side, what do you have? Adam or liolam. And Adam or liolam means, obviously that's a din in nezikin, a din in damages. I will say, if you think about it, you'll think about this today over Chalamayit as you're standing in line at Six Flags or whatever, you know, as, you know, whatever other Chalamayit activity you're privileged to partake of, Baruch Hashem. So the idea is that it's an incredible yisod. How far does my personal responsibility extend? Do we say that the buck of my life always stops with me? And that even if for some reason there are other contributing factors which led to my mistake, I still bear responsibility? Or that, no, let me say again, I have a certain amount of responsibility, and anything beyond that point, simply I'm exempt for. So obviously, this is a halachic machlokis. I'm just highlighting, trying to kind of tease out a little bit, that I think there's like a yisodistic, like, hashkafic life machlokis here as well. How far does a person's personal responsibility extend? So Gemara says, my Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi Meir, umay Rabbanu, which are the sheaves are Meir and the Rabbanu? This Sanya, horu va'asu, so we'll say, Beis Din went ahead and made an erroneous psak halacha, va'asu, and they acted on it. So we'll define this in just a moment. Rabbi Meir says, you're potter, v'chacham mechayiv, v'chacham say you're chayiv. Man asu, when the Braisa says that Beis Din made a psak halacha, va'asu, and they acted, who is the they? Ilema Beis Din, if you want to say it's Beis Din that acted, my time is Rabbanan de Mechayvi, then why would the Rabbanan say that you're Chayiv? After all, again, if this is the psak that Beis Din thought was correct, why would there be the liability? Va'atanya, we learned, Yachal Horu Beis Din, Va'asu Beis Din, Yachal Yuchayavin. You might have thought that, again, if Beis Din delivers the erroneous psak, and Beis Din acts on their own psak, that they would be Chayiv. Tamud Lomar, also in other words, this is meaning Chayiv, a par ha'alam davar min atzibor. Chayiv, this particular type of carbon. Tamud Lomar, Hakal Va'asu. Therefore, again, the pasuk says, Hakal, the assembly, or the people, the populace, Va'asu, and they perform the act. Maisa taloi bekal, v'ora tluya bebezin. Well, so the only time that there is this liability for this par he'elam davar min hatzibur, for this special carbon brought, when Beis Din delivers an erroneous ruling and the populace acts on it, is only when Beis Din paskins and the people act. But if it's Beis Din paskin and only Beis Din acting, so that particular carbon is not brought. Elohoru Beis Din v'asu ravakal. So it must be that Beis Din delivered the psak halacha and the majority of the populace acted. That's why, again, they have to bring the par he'elam davar min hatzibur. My time is Rabbi Meir depoter. If that's the case, that Beis Din paskind, the majority of the populace went ahead and acted, then why would Rabbi Meir say that you're potter? El alav horu Beis Din va'asu miut kal. Rather, it must be that what? Beis Din paskind, and Rabbi say a minority of the population followed the erroneous psak of Beis Din. So what it says, this is what they're arguing about. So one opinion says that if you have an individual, remember again, for our purposes here, there is no difference between an individual who sins and the minority of the kahal who sins. That's the same exact thing. So one opinion says that if an individual goes and falls in Roni's psaka Beis Din Yischayiv, Mar Savar Yachad Shasavaraz Beis Din Potter Umar Savar Yachad Shasavaraz Beis Din Chayiv. So we'll say the Gemara makes a suggestion that Halacha Lamaisa, this is the Nekudas Hamachlokes over here. What happens if you have an individual who follows the erroneous Pesach of Beis Din? One opinion says you're Chayiv, one opinion says you're Potter. Amar Papa, the Kuli Alma Yachid Shasavaraz Beis Din Potter. So Rav Papa comes along and says no. Everyone agrees that if an individual acts based on the psak of Beis Din, or an erroneous psak of Beis Din, that individual is potter. We'll say that's our first Mishnah. That's yesterday's Mishnah. Papa says everyone agrees with that. So what's the machlokes? Yes, this is so interesting. Ela Beis Din mashlim l'rov tzibur kamiflagi. What they're arguing about over here is as follows. What we know is that if the majority of the tzibur, the majority of Klal Yisrael, follows an erroneous psak of Beis Din, there is a special carbon that is brought that is called the par he'elam davar shel tzibur. Now we're going to see this machlokes. Who brings that carbon? Is it Beis Din who brings that carbon, or is it Klal Yisrael brings that carbon? We'll see. But the Gemara says as follows. So if a Yachid goes ahead and acts upon the Psaka Beis and everyone agrees that he's Pater, and everyone agrees that if the majority of Klal Yisrael sins, there is the Par Halam Davar Min HaTzibur. So what's the Machlok, yes? Ela Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov Tzibur Kamafikir. But isn't how fascinating this is? Can the Beis Din themselves count towards the number of Rov Tzibur? Or as we'll say, let's say for argument's sake again, Klal Yisrael is 71 people short of a majority, right? And then what happens? But the Sanhedrin obviously again participated, they made this ruling. Can the Beis Din themselves be mashlim, the majority of the Tzibur, to trigger the Par Ha'elam Davar Min HaTzibur liability? Mar Sover Beis Din mashlim l'rov Tzibur. So one opinion says Beis Din could count towards the majority of the Tzibur. Mar Sover in Beis Din mashlim l'rov Tzibur. And one opinion says no, Beis Din does not count towards the number of the majority of the Tzibur. Vibay Seima. The other possibility is Horu Beis Din va'asu Rav Kal. So we're going to see, by the way, that we pass on like the second opinion, that when determining the majority of Klal Yisrael, Beis Din does not count towards that majority. But we'll see that sugya later on. Vibay Seima. So the other possibility is Horu Beis Din va'asu Rubo Shal Kal. Listen to this. The other possibility is the interpretation of the Bryce is Beis Din made the Psak halacha. The majority of the population followed that erroneous Psak. Uman Chacham, who was the Chacham? Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Tzibur Maisi, U Beis Din Maisi. But I'll say, listen to this. It could be that really the Makulis HaMachlokis over here is what? Is ultimately, again, as we mentioned before, if the majority of the Tzibur, in fact, does follow the erroneous Psak of the Beis Din, and they have to bring a Par He'elam Davar Min HaTzibur, who brings that power? So we'll say, as we're going to see, there are, in essence, three different opinions. One opinion says Tzibur brings it, one opinion says Beis Din brings it, and one opinion says they both bring it. right? They both bring their own parah. Shimon and Zavi Pain, they both bring their own parah. Vibai, similar possibility. Both are just trying to figure out what the meaning of the brice is. But again, the exciting part is, really, like the exceptionally, overwhelmingly exciting part in all of this is that as we're going in and trying to figure out pshat in the brisa, we're also getting all of these different little pieces of information. Vibai is saying, well, listen to this. Shevet sha'asa b'horaz bezdin. We'll say the other possibility, or bezdino. The other possibility says, what happens if you have a shevet, one particular tribe, who, and we'll say, the way we're going to learn all of this, but each shevet, apparently, at least at some point in time in history, had their own bezdin. Like, if you can imagine, again, each shevet had their own high court. So let's say the following situation. The high court of a particular shevet passes an erroneous ruling, right? Passes erroneous legislation, and that shevet follows the psak of their bezdin. Uman chachamim, who are the chachamim? Rabbi Huda, disanya shevet sha'asa baraz bezdino, also shevet chayiv. Because we'll say, given the Brisa quotes, that if a shevet followed the hora of its own bezdin, that shevet is chayiv. We'll say, now, what does it mean that shevet is chayiv? If you look at Rashi, Rashi's kind of right in the middle on the right-hand column. Osa shevet chayiv, lahavi par, dikasavar shevet echad ikri kal. We'll say, listen to this. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a shevet, one shevet, is called a kahal. One shevet, we'll remember again, par, we'll see the lashon by par ha'elam davar min atzibur is lashon of kal. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a shevet is called a kal, almost like its own self-standing nation. Therefore, if the majority of a shevet follows its own bezdin, then Allah Almighty said they have to bring a parah elam davar min atzibur. The other possibility is kigon shechatu shisha vein rubo shalkal. Or what's the other possibility is, listen to this interesting case. What happens if the six of the shvatim go ahead and follow the erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin? O shiva afa pi she'inon rubo shalkal. We'll say, listen to this. Here's what we've established. Even though we haven't really gotten to the sugya yet, parah elam davar min atzibur is brought when? When the majority of Klal Yisrael follows the erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin. We'll say there are a couple, there's an exception to that. The exception to that is if it's six shvatim, but numerically they're the majority, or seven shvatim, even if they are still numerically the minority. In other words, this is really fascinating, that you never thought that Harius could be everybody. Harius gets such a bad rap, but in Mamish, like, it's incredible. So it says, the amazing part is what we're going to see, and again, each of these are going to be a sugya unto itself, but essentially the definition of majority could be defined in one of two ways. It can be a numerical majority, even if it is a tribal minority, or it could be a tribal majority, even if it's a numerical minority. So if you have six shvatim, but a numerical majority, or seven shvatim, but a numerical minority, that's called rov of the kal for parallel and government at Sibar purposes. Amazing. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yasi. We'll say, Ubara. We'll say, now this is a little bit of a, this is not a garata, but this is a dramatic Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yasi. We'll say, last of the short lines, Ubara. Halach acharov yoshe eretz Yisrael. We'll say this is going to be like a little bit of a stab in the neshama. So Yasi says, and by the way, when we speak about the majority of Klal Yisrael following the psak of an erroneous psak of Yisrael, we'll say, who is the majority of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael are the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Klal Yisrael are the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Halach acharov yoshe eretz Yisrael. We'll say, where do we see that from? Shenemar, we'll say first wide line, Vaya'as Shlomo Ba'isa Yi Esachag, V'chol Yisrael Imo Kal, so we'll say, when Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, there's an incredible celebration. So it says that Shlomo made an incredible Yom Tov, V'chol Yisrael Imo, all of Klal Yisrael is with him, Kal Godol, Milavo Hamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yomim, V'shivas Yomim Arba Asar Yom. Okay? Shlomo makes a beautiful party. All of, so remember, the Pasuk says, all of Kal Gadol, all of Klal Yisrael is there with him. From Levo Chamas until Nacha Mitzrayim before Hashem, 7 days and 7 days. Michti, Ksiv V'chol Yisrael Imo, Kal Gadol Milevo Chamas Ad Nacha Mitzrayim L'Amali. If the Pasuk already says that all of Klal Yisrael is with him, why does it have to say everyone who lived from what? Levo Chamas until Nacha Mitzrayim, Shmamina, Hani Hudi Ikri Kal. It will say to teach us that what? That it's dafka those who live between Nachal Mitzrayim and the Vochamas, which are the borders of Eretz Yisrael, those are the people who are called Kahal. However, again, Hani Udikri Kahal, Aval Hanach Lo Ikri Kahal. It's a very dramatic Gemara. It is the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael who are called Kahal. The rest of us were Jews. We're Jews, we're of course part of Am Yisrael, but Kahal Yisrael, in terms of halachos, which ultimately, again, I'm going to say, are dependent upon Klal Yisrael, the Jewish population, those ultimately are dependent on the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, but not the Jews who live outside of Eretz Yisrael. Quite dramatic. Pshita, we'll say third wide line. Pshita, fourth wide line. Merubim v'nismatur. We'll say, listen to this interesting case. What happens in the following situation? Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling. And then what happens? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Pshita merubim v'nismatu, kigon shahoru Beis Din, v'asurov kal alpihem, dineschaivu lahavi par, v'lo espiku lahavi par, achinismatu, shemesu mitzasana. Also listen to this. What happens if Beis Din delivers an erroneous ruling? Then what happens? There's a majority who goes ahead and follows the ruling. But before everyone, by the time they discovered what happened, people die. To the point that now there is only a minority of quote unquote transgressors left. So we'll say, see what happens over here? There was a majority at the time when everyone followed the Psak Halacha, meaning a majority of Klal Yisrael at the time followed the Psak Halacha. But by the time we're getting to actually bringing the Karban, there is only a minority of Klal Yisrael left who had transgressed. So the shaila is, what's the extent of liability? That's a machlokes that is based on a machlokes that we'll see later on in Yudah Medalef between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. However, what happens of Mu'atin v'nisrabu mai? Well, so what about the following situation? What happens if halacha l'maisa is just the opposite? Mu'atin v'nisrabu, namely, that when Beis Din went ahead and issued the erroneous ruling, a miut of Klal Yisrael went ahead and what? Followed the ruling, but then what happened? U'meisu miktsasan shorov ha'kal v'nisrabu. We'll say now, watch this for just a moment. So let's say, we'll say, Beis Din issues a psak halacha. Only a minority of Klal Yisrael acts on their Psak Halacha. So there's a minority who transgressed, a majority who did not. Then what happens? Some segment of the majority dies. So now, the minority become the majority of Klal Yisrael. Now this is all happening when, before the Karban has been brought. So the Shaila is now, is there Karbanic liability? So understand, see, at the end of the day, what's the tension over here? The tension over here is, essentially, do we look, or do we gauge, or do we judge minority versus majority, b'shas maisa, at the time that the erroneous ruling is followed, or do we establish majority versus minority at the time when karbanic liability is established? So the Gemara says, so my, me pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon da azul basri yediyah mechai basiu, Rabbi Shimon says, you go after yediyah, Rabbi Shimon says, that everything is dependent at the time when it is discovered what's happened. We judge minority versus majority when we realize, hey, there's a problem. So, Mechayiv, Rabbanan does Yibasar Chatas Patri. On the other hand, the Rabbanan say, no, we go after when Rabbo say, we go B'Shas Maisa. We look at B'Shas Maisa. Essentially, again, we look at when the Avera was committed. If at the time the Avera was committed, there was a majority versus minority, even if that subsequently changes, we don't care. Oh, no. May, what's the halacha? V'tizbira, Emor the Shamas the Rabbi Shimon the Azal Af Basar Yedia Hechidav Yedia V'Chata B'Chiyuv Yedia the Lochata Mishamisle. So we'll say furthermore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you gauge majority versus minority at the time that you realize what's going on, does that mean that Rabbi Shimon says we don't pay attention to the realities which were in place at the time that the Avera was committed? If that's the case, the Imkein Laisiki Ashta El Rabbi Shimon Chata V'Yedia Boy. Rather, we'll say, even have to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you go ahead and you look at the time of Yediya, we'll say, even Rabbi Shimon says, it's Yediya and Chata. In other words, you have to look at the realities both at the time when the Avera was committed, as well as what? At the time when they realized what's going on? See, Bailu, so we'll say, Sigmar doesn't answer that. We're going to see all of, Sigmar is going to ask a whole bunch of questions. Ibailu, another question. Horu Bezdin Chelev Mutter. Listen to this case, Rabbi Shimon. Beis Din makes a psak halacha that chaylev is mutter. You could eat forbidden fat. Va'asu mi'a takal. So we'll say, and a minority of the population acts on the psak of that psak bezdin. And then what happens? V'chazru bezdin v'horu va'asu mi'at acher. So we'll say, bezdin in this case, this is so fascinating. Bezdin issues two rulings. Ruling number one is chilev is mutter. We'll say, what happens? So a mi'ut of the kal follows that ruling. Bezdin then issues psak halacha number two, which is again what? Chilev is mutter. And then what happens? Another miut of the kal acts on that ruling. So we'll say what happens? So now each individual ruling only garnered a miut of support. But if you put them together, what do you have? You have a rov. To which the Gemara says, Kevan d'shtei adios ninu lomit starif. So since it's two different ideas, and our rov says, since it's two different events, so they don't really combine. O dilma kevan di'idi v'idi chilefu mit starif. Or maybe since both piskei halacha are about what? Are about chilev, both miyots can combine. It's now rov of klal yisro which has transgressed, and there's a din of paral and of minat zibor. Vimtin slomar kevan di'idi chilev u'mitzarif. And if you want to say they can combine because both piskei halacha are about chilev, miyot bechilev shagabi akiva u'miyot bechilev shagabi dakin mahu. But say what happens if halacha lemaisa, the two piskei halacha are about chilev, but about two different types of chilev, right? They will say one type of chilev was on the chilev around the stomach, and one was around the intestines, right? So remember, both types of chilev are what? Both types of chilev are asar. But in psak halacha number one, they paskin regarding chilev A, and in the second ruling, they paskin regarding chilev B. Mahu hachavad dekevin de betray kroy kaasilam estarif. So do we say that since it's two separate prohibitions, the two prohibitions cannot combine? O dilma kevan di edi chilev hu mitzarif. Or do we say what? Chilev is chilev, and therefore again they can't be mitzarif. Another shaila vimtin tzlomar shem chilev hu mitzarif is very exciting. We both say you feel it building, you feel the tension, excitement building. Vimtin tzlomar chisham chilev hu. Right, vimtin tzlomar shem chilev hu mitzarif. So maybe you'll say okay, chilev is chilev. Doesn't matter chilev on the stomach, chilev on the intestines, it's all chilev, and therefore again. Two different rulings, each independently that garnered a miut of support, can combine together to form a rov of klal Yisrael, thereby triggering a chiyuv for par helam davar min hatzibur. Watch this. So the Gemara says miut bechelev umiut bedam mahu. Wow. So we'll say what happens if psak halacha was matir chelev. Psak halacha number one was matir chelev. Psak halacha number two was what? Permitted the consumption of blood. So I will say, now each one only garnered a miut of support. Can they combine? Hacha vadei kevin the treisrin inhu v'chevan dein isurin shavel lamitzarif. So I could say no. Of course, those don't combine. So right, two different isurim. Therefore, they can't combine. O dilma u kevan di isurin shavel the karban shavel mitzarif. Or maybe not. Maybe I will say because they do have the same isra, the same karban, they can be mitzarif, and therefore again can trigger a paral of minatzibor. Gets better. Vimtin tolmar kevan di isurin shavet de karban shavet mitzarif. So maybe you'll say, if you want to say that chilev and dam can combine because they both have the same karbanic liability, therefore two piskei halacha, each which can remute of support, can combine to form a rove of klal Yisrael, thereby triggering the paral of minatzibor. So watch this. Miut bechelev umiut pa'avodas kochavim mahu. Pose is getting more exciting. What happens if psak halacha number one permitted chelev, psak halacha number two permitted avodas kochavim? So first of all, we totally need a new Sanhedrin. That's number one, right? But again, right? I would say again, these are mistaken rulings. So what about these two piskei halacha? So what mahu? Ha'achav vade ein isurin shava ve'ein karban shava. So we'll say, obviously, by chelev and by avodas kochavim, we'll say, so first of all, the isra is not the same, and the karban is not the same. So therefore, I would say, therefore, they can't combine, therefore, there is no part on davim at zibor. O dilma, kevan de'idi v'idi karisu mitzarif. Or we'll say, do I say that since both chelev and avodas kochavim both carry with them what? The punishment of karis, maybe what? Mitzarif. We'll say, bottom line, answer to all of these questions, Teku. Wow. Well, see, Eliyahu Navi is going to have to come. Right, Eliyahu Navi, so you should save this, because next year, well, we shouldn't have to wait till next year, but if Mashiach doesn't come before next Pesach, when you open, Chas Shalom, when you open up the door by Shol Chamas and you greet Eliyahu Navi, you have to have, like prepared questions to Eliyahu Navi. Right, he's going to be bombarded. So if you open the door and Eliyahu Navi is right there, and you have Mamish a few moments with him before he goes on to the next home, you got to have your Kasha. So we'll say, here you've got four successive Shilas. Eliyahu Navi, all about Parah and Dovim and Atzibor. Eliyahu Navi, She Yavo Bekarov, will Amir Hashem answer them for us. Ibailu, Hodu Bezin, Shechidim, it's very exciting. Very, you know, build, and Teku. By the way, I want you to know, Teku is not a letdown. Sometimes people say Teku is a letdown. You know, you build up to a whole Kasha, and it's good and it's interesting, and then Teku. And I was like, Teku ultimately, again, is the incredible build up. What Teku says, I will say, is that there are things that you have to wait for Mashiach for. You have to wait for Eliyahu Navi for. So it's not, it's just, all it does is it intensifies the anticipatory pining for Mashiach. I now have another reason why I need Mashiach so badly. Ibailu, Hora Bezin Shechelev Mutter. Based in Paskin, that Chilev is Mutter. Va'asu miotakal, also listen to this case. And a minority follows that Psak Halacha. And what happens? Umeis ozu Bezdin, that Bezdin died. Va'amad Bezdin acher. And the second Bezdin comes along. V'chazru v'horu va'asu miot acher. So what's this? Actually an interesting case. So Bezdin number one made a mistake in Psak Halacha, said that Chilev is Mutter. That be a miot of the Kal. Foul that psak. That bezdin dies. Then what happens? Another bezdin comes along, issues the same mistaken ruling, and another miut, this time again, take two, another miut of Klal Yisrael fouls that psak halacha. So we'll say, what's that? So the shayla is, of course, what's our shayla? Can these two miutim combine to, in this case, they've transgressed the same thing. It's the same psak halacha, but it's delivered by two different batei din. Two different batei din. So can they combine? So we'll say again, according to the opinion who holds that it's the Bezdin who brings the Parahel on Darvim and Atzibor, it's not a Kasha. Dalasnu, because we'll say obviously they don't combine, because Lamaisa, again, the first Bezdin is dead. Elagiti by the Chalibud Madar of Tzibor Maisi. We'll say, but according to the opinion who holds that it's the Tzibor who brings the Parahel on Darvim and Atzibor, can two different Siburin, ultimately, again, to follow two different Piskei Halacha from two different Batei Din, can they combine? My. So Tzibor Hakai, so we'll say the Tzibor is still alive. O Dilma Yediya Dahu Bezdin Dahoru Ba'inon. We'll say, or do we say no? At the end of the day, see, I will say it's two different Batei Din. And therefore, the Piskei Halacha of two different Batei Din, you see, beforehand, the Havamina was the Piskei Halacha of the same Bezdin can combine for par ha'elam davar min atzibor liability. The shayla over here is, can piskei halacha of two different batei din, but the performance or the action on those piskei halacha is done by the same populace, can those combine? Once again, Abu Zayt Teiku. Again, anytime we're asking about the ability, either for piskei din to combine, or of the same basin or of different batei din, that requires the Eliyahu Navi. I'm going to be on a son. Meir Shiyashvu Lahoros. We'll say if 100 people sat down, meaning this is a 100 person Bezdin. Now we'll get into the mechanics of this. We saw some of this by Sanhedrin about the size of Batei Din. 100 people sit down together to adjudicate the case. Ein Chayavin Achiyorukulam. We'll say the Tzibor, one is only Chayav Aparelam Davimin Atzibor. Until what? Until every member of that Bezdin is on board. Is on board. They all have to be on board with the Psak Halacha. Shene Emar, V'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. So we'll say, the only time that there's a Par Ha'elam Davar Min Atzibor liability is if there was unanimity amongst the Beis Din. The entire Beis Din agreed on the Psak Halacha. So the Gemara says, Shene Emar, V'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. Ad Shishku Kulam. Until everyone makes a mistake. Ad Shetish Tif Shot Hora'a B'chol Adas Yisrael. Amar Afun Ridar Yeshua. This seems to make sense. I'll tell you why. I'll say, you know, in general, this is very interesting. So, remember again, how does a Beis Din work? Does a Beis Din require unanimity? Right, trick question. The answer is, it depends. Remember, in capital cases, you do require unanimity, right? But halacha lemaaseh, again, in other cases, you do not. By parhan l'davar minat tzibur, you absolutely require unanimity. If not everybody was on board, then again, I will say, there could still be liability in any ways. You're talking about a very specific form of liability of par ha'elam darvim minat tzibur. So the Gemara says, Hachanayim is darvim, this makes sense. The b'chol ha'torah kula kamlan rubak ha'kulo. Also in every other area of halacha, we always go basar rov. B'halacha k'siv kol ha'ida. So we'll say, but here, the lashon of the pasuk is kol ha'ida. Teaching me that what? That I require, again, unanimity amongst the Beis Din. Therefore, we'll say, even if the adjudicating body is made up of 100 rabbanim, you still require unanimity. In other words, we'll say, you can't say, listen, you never need a body of 100. In fact, it's a bad idea to have a body of 100, as we'll see. But the Maaseh, for some reason, they convene the body of 100, it requires unanimity. So the Gemara says, Tnan, Hodu, Horu Beis Din, V'yada Echa Men Shetau. So we'll say, listen to this. Going back to our previous Mishnah, but we have a problem. Because what did the Mishnah say? If Beis Din went ahead and set up Psak Halacha, via the Echaman Shetau, and one of the members of the, must remember again, this is the topic of our Mishnah. Now, in our Mishnah, the discussion was personal liability. So remember again, this was the Mishnah's case. Beis Din had a Psak Halacha, and one of the members of the Beis Din knew that Beis Din was mistaken. O Talmud Vray Lahora, Vahalach Vahasapiyem. Or there was a Talmud Chacham there, who himself was capable of rendering Psak Halacha, and what? And he acted based on their Psak. Whether the Beis Din acted, he acted along with them, Bein She'asu V'asachrayim, or that they acted, he acted after them, Bein She'lo Asu V'asa, or whether they acted, or they did not act at all, and he acted, Chayiv, Mipnei She'lo Tala B'Beis Din. So also, remember again, this is going back, this is a throwback to what we learned yesterday. This is about the fact that the only time you are putter is when what? When you could say your alliance was on the Beis Din. But if Lamaisa, someone knew better, right? One of the members of the Beis Din knew that the Beis Din was wrong, but he still went ahead and acted based on the psak of the Beis Din. Remember, what did we see in the Mishnah? That such a person is still liable. So he says, one second. Haihu dechayiv ha'acher pater va'amai ha'lo nigmera hora. Now, here's what's interesting. What is this a case of? You just told me this is a case of where what? Where one of the members of the Beis Din, what do I say? Disagreed with everyone else. Well, if one of the members disagreed with everyone else, then what? It's not nigmara hora. It's not unanimous. If it's not unanimous, then what? Then even if someone else went ahead and relied on the Beis Din, they also shouldn't be potter. To which the Gemara says, what's the case over here? Hachamai askinon kigon shehirchin hahu echad mehen berosho. Bosei, this is so interesting. The case of Bosei is here where what? The dissenter nodded his head. The center nodded his head. So also because he nodded his head, at least externally, he made it look like what? That he agreed. So alts communal liability, we view this as unanimous Beis Din. And therefore, if the individual acted based on their psak, the individual will be potter from personal liability. Incredible idea, I will say. Tashma, horu Beis Din, v'yada echamem shito. We'll say, if Beis Din made a psak halacha, and one of the members of the Beis Din realized that they made a mistake, va'amar lahem tonatem. And I will say, what happens? And he says, you guys made a mistake. Hare elu p'turin. Ultimately, again, they are pater. They are pater. So it says the Gemara, Taima Damarlan Toenaten, the p'turin. I will say, the reason they're pater from collective liability is because he said to them, you're mistaken. Hashasik mishtak chayavin. Ultimately, again, if he was quiet, if the dissenter was quiet, then again, I will say, there would be chiyuv. So the Gemara says, V'gamarla emora, v'amai, ha lo horakulon. But again, how could this be if one of the members of Osai does not agree with the unanimous, with the others, then by definition it's not a unanimous ruling. If it's not a unanimous ruling, then what? Then there cannot be an obligation for par ha'elam davar minat tzibur, to which the Gemara says, Amri hachinami kigon she'erichin barosho. Osai, the case over here is again where he nodded his head. Osai, first of all, an incredible idea. You see that apparently just through nodding, right? Nodding is acquiescence. Right, just through nodding, ultimately, again, that creates unanimity in the Beis Din. Master of Mesharshia, Samchu Rabbos Seinu, Aldi Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Aldi Rebbe Lazar Rabbos Sadok. The rabbis relied on the words of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe Lazar Rabbos Sadok. Shayu Omrim, En Gozrin Gzera La Tzibor, Ela Imkein Rov Ha Tzibor Yecholun La Mobo. We'll say a very profound Gemara. We'll spend more time on this. we have spent time on this, and we will spend more time on this. You can only be goes around the zero on the tzibor if the majority of the tzibor have the ability to uphold it. Because we also said literally again, the pasuk says by Malachi, with this curse you are cursing me, Hagoy Kulo, the nation in its entirety. See, so you see over here, I will say, Malachi is actually giving them Musar that they're not giving Trumas and Maestras. The point over here, the Gemara is excelling from it, is that you can only go ahead and legislate something on the Tzibor if it could be Goy Kulo, if the majority of the population have the ability to uphold it. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that Lamaisa again, that it says that, here what the lesson of the pasuk is, the nation in its entirety, and yet what do we see? What does entirety mean? Rov, rubo kikulo, to which the Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan Tiyufta. So as I saw Alocha Lamaisa, we go ahead and we refute the position of its Rabbi Yonasan. What's this Rabbi Yonasan? Was I that we do not need unanimity in the case of Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor? That Rabbi Yonasan Alocha Lamaisa again, all you need is majority. Because in Halacha again, that's how we operate ultimately again in everything is Rubo Kikulo. So therefore, we'll say Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara rejects the position of Rabbi Yonasan. And that even in Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor. So again, if you have a Beis Din that issues an erroneous ruling, and the majority of Klal Yisrael follows that ruling, there is a special carbon that is brought called the Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor. We saw there's a Machlokes. Who brings that carbon? Is it Klal Yisrael? Is it the Beis Din? That's a Machlokes. But one thing is clear, which is, you do not need a unanimous Beis Din to trigger this carbonic liability. Even if all you have is Rov of the Beis Din, that is enough to trigger the liability. So if that's the case, why does the pasuk say Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael by Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor? To which the Gemara says, this is what it means to say, Iika Kulam Hav Yehora V'ilo Lo Hav Yehora. But say, so what does it come to teach me? It teaches me ultimately again, if the entire Sanhedrin of 71 is present, then you could trigger Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor liability. If the entire Sanhedrin is not present, then what? Then the mice again, that does not trigger liability. So we'll say, interestingly enough, we thought that Kol Adas Yisrael was coming to teach me that in order to trigger carbonic liability by Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor, you need unanimity of psak halacha by the Sanhedrin. Kamash Alam, no, what does it teach me? It teaches me that in order to trigger Par Ha'alom Davar Minat Tzibor liability, there needs to be what? The entire Sanhedrin, right? All 71 members of the Sanhedrin must have been present when the erroneous psak halacha was passed. V'ilo lo havi hora. If you don't have, or was it, if a bunch of people were out sick that day, then lemaisa again, it does not trigger the liability.
The part is not for kapara.
I'm sorry.
The part is not for kapara.
It is for kapara, but again, it's a technicality. It's only triggered when the entire Sanhedrin was present for the ruling. If the Sanhedrin was present for the ruling, there's no carbon. There's no carbon. How do they affect kapara? They do tshuva. They do tshuva what they did, but there's no carbon. No carbon. Rabbi Yeshua, Yud Shi Yoshin Bedin, Kolar Taloy B'Tzavrakon. We'll say in a little bit of Agarata, not really Agarata, but a little bit of just Hashkafa when it comes to ruling. We'll say when 10 people go ahead and adjudicate a case, literally Kolar Taloy B'Tzavrakulon, there is like a collar or a yoke amongst the neck of all of them. So you will say, I might have thought that if there's 10 people, really all you need is 3 people for a Beis Din, so it's really only 3 people that have responsibility, the other 7 are kind of just there. It's not true. Whenever you participate, Rabosai, in judgment, by definition, there is collective responsibility for whoever engages in judgment. So therefore, again, Pshita, Sigmar says, Pshita, Hakamashalan, Dafilu Talmud b'tnei Rabo. We'll say, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even if, let's say, it's a Talmud with his Rebbe. So you might have thought that a Talmud in front of his Rebbe has to be deferential, and therefore, again, he doesn't really bear any responsibility for the Psak Halacha. Not true. If you're part of the adjudicating body, then by definition, you have collective responsibility for what is adjudicated. I will say, by the way, just to understand, it's an incredible musr as well. Meaning, whenever, sometimes people think that when they're part of a group, so group dynamics free me from personal responsibility. It's not true. It's not true. Even if you're part of a group, by definition, people still have personal responsibility for that which the group does. So that's what it's saying over here. Even if I'm part of 10 people adjudicating a case, I have personal responsibility for the psak halacha. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna ki ava nafik lebeidin. Listen to this. Therefore, Rav Huna, whenever he would go ahead and go to Beis Din, meaning acting as a dayan, what would he do? Maisi asara tanoi debe rav lekameh. He would always bring 10 Tamidei Chachamim from the yeshiva of Rav with him. Why? Ki hechi dinim tayon shiva mikishura. We'll say literally again. So it literally means so that they should go ahead and be able to hold the log of wood, or literally be able to take the splinter of wood. We'll say the idea over here, what he was saying is, Rav Huna was saying, in the event that I issue an erroneous ruling, what do I want? What I want? I want others to share the responsibility with me. So we'll say, so first of all, again, it's an incredible, if you have to say, we're an incredible musr. This is Rav Huna. But yet Rav Huna, again, understanding that human judgment can be flawed, right? Human judgment can be flawed. And sometimes we'll say it's not even because of a lack of responsibility. Sometimes human judgment, by definition, is just limited. Therefore, Rav Huna never wanted to adjudicate himself or by himself, always wanted collective responsibility. Rav Ashi, ki ava maisi trefta lekameh. Everybody's listening to this. When somebody brought Rav Ashi a shaila on treifus, right? Somebody brought him an animal, asked him to pass on the animal. Is the animal treif or kosher? What would happen? Maisi asara tabachi mimasa mechasya. He would gather 10 butchers, right, as part of his beis din from masa mechasya. Umosav kamei place them before them. Amar ki hechi dinim tanyon shiva mikshura. So that they should be able to hold like the splinters from the wood. In other words, we'll say the same thing. That ultimately he recognized that lamaisa, again, there's responsibility of adjudicating a case is so intense. Therefore, he wanted shared responsibility. Also, you understand the Musar, if Rav Ashi and Rav Huna were scared to paskin on matters of halacha by themselves because of the awesome responsibility, how careful we have to be about passing judgment on one another. See, Rabbi was saying, when you pass in halacha, so the truth is, passing halacha is a lot easier. Why? Because there's a body of law. It's called Shulchan Aruch, it's called Gemara, it's called Mishnah. You can pass in what the halacha is. There's criteria. You know, when you judge another person, Rabbi was saying, there's no chilik in Shulchan Aruch. When you judge another person, often it's just based on our own whims and prejudgments. So we'll say, if they were so careful with judgments in halacha, how careful we have to be with bearing the responsibility of judging another individual. Incredible Gemara. Mishnah. Horu Beis Din, I told you this is... It's good. Horu Beis Din v'yadu shetoh. Let's listen to this. Beis Din, again, erroneous psak halacha. And what happens? Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
Beis Din issued an erroneous psak halacha. The other shetel, they realize they made a mistake. Chazru Bahen. So what happens? They retract the ruling. So we'll say this is an interesting case. So Beis Din, so it's two steps here. Step number one, let's keep it easy. They made a psak halacha, chilev is mutter. That was on Monday. On Tuesday, they realized they made a mistake. They put back out another kol kore, right? Another announcement. We made a mistake, chilev is aser. So what happened? Bein shevi kaparasa men shlavei kaparasan, v'halach v'asal pien. So we'll say, so whether Beis Din went ahead and brought their carbon or not. We'll discuss this in greater depth. And what happens? V'halach v'hasal pien. So we'll say, what happens? I heard the first psak halacha, the chilev is mutter. I'm very excited. I go to Costco, right, to go get my chilev. So what happens? We'll say, so now, I didn't hear about the retraction. So now I eat chilev. So what's my status? So says the Gemara, halach v'hasal pien, Reb Shimon poter. So Reb Shimon says, I'm poter. And put to my putter, because the mice again, I'm considered still water bosai, as having acted, again, this goes back to the first Mishnah. I am a person who heard the psak of Beis Din, relied on the psak of Beis Din, and therefore again, I am putter for liability. I, Beis Din, issued a retraction. I didn't hear the retraction. Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, Omer Safek.
Rabbi Elazar says, I have suffik liability. We'll say, look at Rashi. Rabbi Elazar omer suffik, kilomer suffik I kitola bebezin, I kitola ba'atzmo dami, umevien asham talui. So as Rabbi Elazar says, it's a suffik. Am I like someone who is relying on bezin, or am I like someone who is relying on my own intuition? So we'll say again, relying on bezin is an exemption. Relying on my own intuition is asr. Therefore, what do I bring according to Rabbi Elazar? Asham talui. We'll say, asham talui is the carbon you bring whenever you are unsure if you may have violated something whose intentional violation would be a chiyuv kares. So in this case over here, consumption of chilev is a chiyuv kares. So I essentially, Rabbi Elazar says, I bring an asham talui. Now we'll say, now watch this. So ezu suffix. Now the Mishnah qualifies Rabbi Elazar's shita. So we'll say, what's the suffix case? Yashav lo besoch beso chayiv. We'll say, so listen to this. If I was home, then I'm chayiv. We'll say, what does that mean? In other words, if I was home, and therefore what? I should have heard about the retraction, then what? And I still went and ate the chilev, I'm going to be chayiv. Halach lo lebedinas hayom. But we'll say, if lemaisa, again, I heard the psak beis din on Monday, then I traveled overseas. In which case, again, there was really no way I could have reasonably heard about the retraction, then what? Pater, because then we consider as if the consumption of the chilev was done al das bezin. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Mo dani bazeh shukarov leptur min achova. So Rabbi Akiva says, I agree that in this case, he is closer ultimately again to ptur than chova. What's in other words, in the case, look at Rashi just a moment. Amar Rabbi Akiva, the fisha yoshe bebezo efshe shishmosha bezin chazubahen, vahavi karov letola batzmo, ulafiha chai vahavi asham taloi. So Bekiva says, you're right. Rabbi Elazar, I would agree with you that if a guy is at home, if I'm at home, at Beis, issue their retraction, and I end up eating chilev, so we'll say, so to say that I'm definitively chayiv, that we can't do, because there still is the issue that Beis issued an erroneous ruling. Therefore, I bring an asham taloi. But if I went overseas, then what? Then the mind says, again, I am potter altogether. Amru lo ben azai, maishna zeh mina yoshev bebeiso. I don't understand why the guy who travels overseas should be any different than the guy who was home. So we'll say because, right, the guy who was home could have heard about the retraction. And again, the guy who traveled overseas, he could not have known about the retraction. So we'll say, so it sounds like over here that as follows, that ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon seems to say you're potter in all cases. Rabbi Elazar seems to say, based on the qualifications in the Gemara, that if I'm home, I should have heard about the retraction. But if I traveled overseas, and therefore I have to bring an asham taloi if I'm at home and I eat the chilev. But if I'm traveling overseas, then lemaise again, I am potter. Hora based in lakras kalaguf. So we'll say, what happens? Now listen to this. What happens if Beis Din Avos paskin, an erroneous ruling, but the erroneous ruling is such that they're trying to uproot an entire body of Torah? So up until now, what we've been saying is Beis Din issued an erroneous ruling on a detail of halacha. Now we're saying Beis Din literally paskins to uproot an entire section of the Torah. For example, they said, Amru ein nida batorah. There's no concept of nida. Ein Shabbos batorah. There's no Shabbos. Ein avodas kochavim batorah. Hari elu p'turin. We'll say ultimately again, and the general populace acts on this, there is no chiyuv for parhelam davar min atzirin. And I want to be clear. When we say hari elu p'turin, elu p'turin means, there's no par helam davar min atzibor. There might still be other liability, as we'll discuss. On the other hand, horu levatel miktsas v'lekayim miktsas. I was like, based in paskin, let's say again, they negated part of the law, but still upheld the law in its essence. Hari ilu chayavin. We'll say that's what triggers, ultimately, again, a liability for par helam davar min atzibor. For example, ketzad. Amru yesh nida batorah. They said the concept of nida applies midoraisa. Aval haba'a shomeres yom kineged yom patra. We'll see this case. Shomeres yom kineged yom patra is a woman who sees some type of discharge of blood, but not during nidos days, during zava days. The halacha is, she has to go ahead if she sees a discharge. So lemaisa, again, she has to observe one day with her of shemesh before she's permitted to her husband. Or yesh Shabbos batorah. So let's say Chazal, the Beis Din said, of course Shabbos applies. otherwise. But avalamotzi mirushasecha shusram potter. We'll say in this case of again, he's saying there's no din of hotza. You can carry from shusram to shusarabim. That's potter. There's avalus chum. You can't or shavalus chum. Aval hamishtacha that potter. But if one goes in and bows down to avalazar, your potter. Hari elu chayavin. We'll say in this case what's talacha. We'll say in this case that is parahelam davriminat sibor. Why? Because what is Beis Din done? They have upheld the framework of the halacha, but what? They are making a mistake regarding what Rabbi was saying? A detail. That's parahelam davar min atzibor territory, shene emar, v'ne'elam davar. Because Rabbi was saying, the pasuk says, v'ne'elam davar min atzibor, v'ne'elam davar. A detail is forgotten by the Beis Din. Davar v'lo kol aguf. It's only parandamas when they forget a detail of a greater halacha, but not what? Not if they forget the halacha in its entirety. We'll say, just do two more lines. I'm Rav. My time is Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's logic? We'll say again, Rav Shimon is the one who says that if Beis Din issued the erroneous ruling, and then what? And then what? And then went ahead and issued a retraction, and I acted on the erroneous ruling. So Rav Shimon says that I am Potter. So the Gemara says, my time is Rav Shimon. Because at the end of the day, why? Because Rav Shimon will say, what's the motivation for my actions? I am acting based on the Psak Halacha of Beis Din. So because that's the first Mishnah, if I act based on erroneous Psak of Beis Din, I am Potter from liability. Omer Hayrib Shimon, Kol Horash Sheyatza Berov Tzibor, Yachid HaOsa Osa Potter. Ultimately, again, so says the Gemara, because Rav Shimon used to say, any hora'ah, any psak halacha that went out, ultimately, again, berov tzibor. Rashi says, kol hora'ah sheyatza berov tzibor, af api shebeis din chazru bahen. Even though Beis Din later on retracted it, yachida osa osa pater. Why? So again, so Rav Shimon's psak halacha says, once Beis Din makes a psak halacha, then it's hard to pull that back. Even if they subsequently issue a retraction, if somebody goes ahead and acts based on the original psak halacha, the halacha is that what? They are pater. Lefish lal nitn hora ela lahavchin bein shogeg umezid. Because ultimately, again, hora'ah was only given to distinguish between shogeg and umezid. What does that mean? Look at Rashi Rabosai. Rashi says, it's the last Rashi on the right-hand side. Lefish lal nitn hora ela lahavchin bein shogeg umezid. L'hodia sha'osa apiem shogegu v'lo umezidu. V'zeh api oro osa lefichach shogegu. V'yachid shasavaraz beizin pater. So we'll say at the end of the day, Reb Shimon says, listen, this guy is relying on what? On a psak of Beis Din. The fact that Beis Din issued a retraction is fine, but there is no guarantee that this individual is going to know about the retraction, and therefore, again, he has no liability because he's covered under the umbrella of the Beis Din's psak. All right, we'll stop it for today. We'll pick up with Meisei tomorrow. Shkoyach.